It's ESPN 960's top 25 BYU football players at 5 o'clock. A daily countdown spotlighting a new player every day until we get to the number one player in the start of fall camp. Here on Utah County Sports Station, ESPN 960.
Number 20, senior punter Johnny Linehan out of New Zealand. Linehan, a two-year starter for the Cougars. Number 19, Kesney Tausinga, senior defensive lineman out of South Jordan, Utah.
Welcome back, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. It's time for your top 25 at 5. Tyson does a really nice intro. Former BYU great Ben Criddle. And Gurney laughs.
No, you like gave me a look like, yeah, I did sneak that in there.
I wasn't even looking at you.
You weren't.
I wasn't even looking at you. And you scoff. You mock the greatness of the Mongoose.
I respect the Mongoose.
Yeah. You do not respect the Mongoose.
You tried really hard, played 20 yards off the line of scrimmage from your coverage assignment.
And there's absolutely no proof of that in any film of me.
When all the junior college guys just didn't show up, a.k.a. Walt Williams, and just kept your place on top of the depth chart.
You know, it's so funny how like there were like 20 scholarship defensive backs on the team. 20 plus 20
here
scholarships.
Here we go.
And you of all people know this. Who was the best defensive back on those two teams, on those 06-07 teams, according to the wide receivers?
Yeah, Ben Criddle, a.k.a. the Mongoose.
There it is. There it is.
I have told you this before. You were the best dang tackling cornerback I've ever seen at BYU.
I give some love to Brandon or Brian Logan as well. He was up there. Me and Brian Logan, best open field tacklers
like you would
at BYU.
Because it was kind of the age where the smoke screen was like in vogue or the slip screen. Where you could not do that against your side. I remember you're going to try that again. They try that like the first part of every game. You'd blow it up and that was it. You wouldn't see it again. That was like your signature thing. I was like, you cannot do the smoke screen on the Criddle side. And yeah, I gave you that
but,
love.
But all that matters really is what the wide receiver said, right?
Yeah.
That's all that really matters.
There you go.
And so, you know, but I love that you scoffed at that. That was fantastic. But the top 25 I didn't even sneak it in. I didn't even ask for it. Tyson gave it to me, man. Tyson gave me, you know, he praised on me.
I just read the script.
There you go. See, no one's taking any sort of credit for it. See, this is the reverse racism I deal with that I've dealt with since freaking high school. Wait, you're white and you play corner? You're not any good. Like, we're going to have to... It's so funny.
I love it when Brian Logan was on here and he was watching Spill and he relates the story where he calls about, Mom, they have white guys playing quarterback there.
Yeah.
There's white guys playing quarterback.
Oh, it's so funny, man. No, my head coach told me, he's like, Ben, you would have had an FBS offer had you been black. I was like, are you serious? Did you just tell me that? Did you just really say that? That's what my head coach in high school told me. Yeah. Coach Ewan, one of the winningest high school coaches in Arizona football history. He's probably still coaching right now, I believe. At any rate, top 25 at 5. Can we discuss the players on this year's football team for the love of all that's holy? Number 20. Well, I know you want to talk about one guy. Absolutely. You know, should we mention Johnny Linehan? You know, you're a huge fan of Johnny Linehan, the punter, current punter for BYU. Also, you love his social media presence as well. Talk to me about Johnny Linehan and the impact he's made on this BYU football team.
He's fine. I mean, Dex, he did a fine job. He really upped his game last year. A quality punter, was able to pin guys within the 20-yard line and 42.5
yep.
yards per. That's good stuff.
That's
a
great.
Solid punter. What I've never understood about Johnny Linehan is the second he was at BYU, and I remember talking to Popinga about this every year, it's like, we're going to utilize him. He's going to be a featured guy to make plays and all that. You haven't seen that.
Well, they overestimated his athleticism. They overestimated.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
They overestimated. Like, you could be a great athlete in rugby, and you see, like, Paul Asike do some bad things on the football field, obviously, but it was out of power, not necessarily about speed and agility.
Yeah, cards on the tail. I did not. He wasn't one of my top 25. One guy had him extraordinarily high, which is fine, I guess, because everyone has their own criteria and all that. But
yeah, how many individuals had Johnny Linehan in their top 25, Mitchell?
I'm glad you asked, Ben, because the guy that had Johnny the highest. Let me hold that thought. Three of our panelists on this had Linehan ranked. Darnell Dixon had him at 20. Tyson Whiting, our social media guy, had him at 16. And then Jeff Hansen, my good friend at CougarNation.com, had Johnny Linehan at number 6 on his rankings. Now, Jeff, I love you, man, but what are you thinking here?
That's
are
way
you
too
kidding
high.
Me? 6 that's for Johnny Linehan, that's way too high. But let's go over to number 19 as well while we're talking about this. Kesney Tausinga, a little bit of a shocker here on some of the rankings as well. Should be noted that both of these guys, Criddle, did not put either of these guys in his top 25. Kesney I had at number 23. Jeff Hansen had at 25. Gurney, you had Kesney at number 19. And then Tyson had him at 12. Jake Caressa has Kesney at number 8 in his top 10.
Wow. Well, he's a guy that's building a lot of momentum. He had a really good spring by all accounts, mm-hmm. and he's just parlayed that. He got a lot of good pub at Media Day, and I think he's about right where he should be. I think he's a guy that's you look at it as a starting defensive tackle. Not a lot of guys that jump out at you at the defensive tackle spot. Definitely an open position, and I think he's exactly where he should be. I think he's a quality player, a guy that's really going to put forth maximum effort. I don't know if his upside's all that great. But I think he's going to have a very solid year for this BYU football team. I think he was my third defensive tackle. I think I have two in front of him that are probably yet to come on this list. But I think he's definitely worthy of a top 25 spot.
No, he is. You know, and maybe I'm leaning more so on the talent rather than the the development of one Kesney. Kesney has definitely surprised me this offseason. I had him kind of on the outskirts, along with Handsome Tanilu. I think Tavita Maunga has tremendous potential as far as upside. I like Tavita. I think Tavita, once he starts applying the techniques that our good friend Coach E is trying to teach them. We did chat with him about some of the MMA techniques that he's been employing, but Tavita has tremendous upside. I just had all three of those guys on the outskirts of my top 25 because that's a weak point right now. I need to be convinced that is a strong point of this BYU defense. There's still too many question marks there. There's talent there, but I need some production. I need something, and I didn't see enough in spring to convince me that they deserve to be in the top 25 just yet. But let's talk some basketball. What do you say? Enough football. There's your top your 19th and your 20th best football player according to our ESPN 960 panelists, our experts that put punters at number 6. Jeff, serious?